Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
To the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this special primary day broadcast of the program. So to come, Parker Griffith, former congressman, that's in about 30 minutes. Call him to Steve Flowers, and we'll wrap it all up with Ray Mellick from 18 to 19 News. So please stay tuned for that. By the way, 251-343-0106 is the text line. You want to get in touch with the program. Joining us now, a very special guest. Coming on to talk a little bit about today's U.S. Senate primary. We had Ted Nugent on the line. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fine morning to you, Jeff. Happy springtime fish filleting in Alabama.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us here. By the way, my wife wanted to tell you, you are the underrated poet of our time, so made sure I passed.
Well, I wax poetically on occasion. I've written some of the greatest love songs ever, so thank her for me, would you?
I will do. I'm sure she'll be thrilled. She's probably listening right now. Let's get into this, though. You're a big supporter today for Mike Durant's U.S. Senate candidacy. Talk to us a little bit about Mike and what led you to back him.
Well, number one, thanks for having me on. I just want to clarify that I'm honored and quite honestly humbled to even be allowed to speak on behalf of my friends in Alabama, because I know those people. I rock and roll there for the last 50-some years, and I've been hunting down there for the last 50-some years. So I feel like Alabama is a Ted Nugent home in many ways, because I'm an American, and I'm involved in politics in all 50 states because I work and I hunt and I have I create jobs in all 50 states for touring, like I said, for almost 60 years now. How cool is that, Jeff? But I care. And all I want to express to my friends in Alabama is that I'm involved because I care. And I research the candidates to make sure that the foundational values of this country that have created the greatest quality of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in the history of humankind are accurately represented and legally represented with legal elections, God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, work ethic, spirit, attitude, reliability, punctuality, law and order. And I know, Jeff, to many people, those are really radical ideas, which is why I'm more involved across the country now than ever, because we are in treacherous, anti-American times. And the tip of the spear of this culture war that has turned into a spiritual war is certainly those self-evident truths as outlined by our founding fathers, identifying God-given individual rights. And right now, the government is just infested with liars and scammers and criminals right up into the White House, just violating their sacred oath to the Constitution daily. And I know Mike Durant, and I know that he will represent those core values, and he will fight for them. And again, I know Alabama. When I speak, I know I'm just a guitar player, but I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather. I'm an entrepreneur. I still create jobs every year, and it's pretty good for a guy. Of course, I never went to college because I was too busy learning stuff, and the stuff I learned is self-evident truth, logic, and common sense. And Mike Durant represents that across the board.
Now, I know you've spoken on this, but just for our audience, the comments about Durant are from Durant about the Second Amendment. You feel like he's in a good place as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, because that's been a question on the campaign trail.
Sure. I think that probably is the most important issue right now than ever. Obviously, it'd be nice if Uncle Sam did their number one job and secured the borders, and it'd be nice if somebody shot the fentanyl invaders. And it'd be nice if someone quit releasing violent criminals onto our streets, intentionally creating an explosion of violent crime. And again, if somebody would like to debate me on these issues, I'd be more than happy to dance on their skulls with truth, logic, and common sense. But when it comes down to the Second Amendment, believe me, I am an absolutist. And here's how it works. God gave me the right to keep and bear arms. Period. He gave me the right in the First Amendment, the rights in the First Amendment on American soil without paperwork, without licenses, without permits, without some man going, you know, you can have your First Amendment, but not over here. Well, look what's happened to the Second Amendment. My name is Ted Nugent, and I can keep and bear arms on American soil without paperwork. And it has been so infringed. If I didn't believe in Mike Durant to that absolutism for the Second Amendment, I would not endorse him. This guy was tortured because of his sacred oath to the Constitution, and he held his ground, and he came back and remains in the asset column. Mike Durant is an absolutist for the Second Amendment. Free people have the right to keep and bear arms. Keep means it's mine. You can't have it. And bear can only mean one thing. I got a couple on me right now, and they're loaded. To think that these God-given individual rights have been so viciously infringed, we need Mike Durant in the U.S. Senate to stop this intentional spiritual cultural suicide that is optimized by people trampling on our right to keep and bear arms while they're defunding the police and releasing murderers and rapists and child sex traffickers into our neighborhood. When was there a more important time to keep and bear arms than right now? And I'll tell you when. Never. This is it. And Mike Durant is the guy.
Joined by Ted Nugent here on the program. Ted, let's look at the big picture here, national politics, Biden administration. I think America's getting just a dose of what this woke left is and what these policies do, you know, economically, but culturally as well. And obviously November, I think, is going to be a big backlash against a lot of that. But the damage is being done right now. What do you think? What are your long-term prospects? How do we recover? How long will it take to recover from this era?
Well, again, I need to emphasize that I'm just a guitar player. But if I can make a difference, and I've supported candidates around the country in every state, and I've got somewhere in the 90 percentile of successes in endorsing, you know, real conservative Republicans. There's not many of them, but there's enough of them to represent the real heartbeat of America. And I'm an eternal optimist. I'm sitting here on my ranch in Texas right now. I just shot a squirrel for my dogs, and we're going to have fricassee for dinner. So I live a perfect free man's life here in Texas. And Texas isn't perfect, but once the gate closes behind me, my life is perfect because I do the right things. I'm conscientious, and I'm involved in politics because, Jeff, what is an experiment in self-government other than every individual, we the people, participating in it, because bodies came home in flag-draped coffins, giving us the right, and I believe moral and spiritual intellectual obligation, to participate in this sacred and unique, unprecedented experiment in self-government. And that means vote our conscience. And again, it's not ambiguous. The jury is not still out. Nobody cares about your gender confusion. Nobody cares about what religion you choose or even if you choose one. We want to know, are you honest? Do you show up on time? And do you put your heart and soul into being the best that you can be in the asset column of America? So worse than Marxism, Jeff, worse than communism, worse than the Democrat Party breaking their oath to the Constitution by the minute every day, worse than all those scourges, apathy. Americans who don't vet their candidates, Americans who don't vote after heroes of the military have died for that right and duty to vote. We are in this mess because lazy, disconnected, irresponsible Americans are not engaged. So, and I know the worst day in America is better than the rest of the world, but we've become spoiled and weak. And we're not voting and demanding legal votes. We got to make sure that only live people vote. We got to make sure that only Americans vote in America. Now stop and think of the things I'm saying, Jeff. The guy who wrote Wango Tango makes more sense than anybody in government. So that's why I'm involved, and that's why I'm hopeful, because we started an organization called HunterNation.org. Write it down, HunterNation.org, and we're a clearinghouse. And we're prodding the licensed hunting families of America, which embody the conservative pulse, God, family, country, law, and order. And we found out that an embarrassing and suicidal percentage of licensed hunters in America and in Alabama, Jeff, They don't even vote. And then they dare to squawk and complain. So if people would join me at HunterNation.org, we do not endorse any candidates at HunterNation.org. Any endorsing I do is as an individual. But HunterNation.org is like a clearinghouse for conservatives to get their head out of their ass and vote their spirit. Vote for the good things about America. And if you don't, Nancy Pelosi would like to say thank you.
Ted, what's your thoughts on 2024? How would you feel about Donald Trump or any other candidates that we hear? Obviously, Ron DeSantis down in Florida. You know, the other names that are percolating, Pompeo, people like that. But looking at the presidential landscape, do we have a deep bench, and do you feel good about the possibility of Donald Trump 2.0?
Well, it all pivots, Jeff, on whether we have legal, honest elections. I hope everybody is studying 2,000 Mules and the irrefutable evidence that D'Souza and his team have uncovered about the voter fraud. A lot of people, there was no evidence. Yeah, except for the footage, except for the sworn testimony, except for the documentation. It's really unbelievable how stupid people can be. If we don't get legal elections where only Americans vote, Jeff, those words don't want to come out of my mouth. They're so stupid. Who could possibly think, New York, that non-citizens, New Jersey, get to vote, California? It's planet of the cuckoo's nest out there. So I've been hanging with President Trump since the 2015 campaign, and I've been hanging with politicians for the last 40-plus years. I have never seen 20, 30, 40,000 people so enthusiastic at every one of Trump's rallies because he was an outsider, and everything he did, 99% of what he did benefited quality of life in America. I could list those, but I suspect you, Jeff, and your listeners know what those accomplishments were. He renegotiated global contracts so that Bangladesh and India had to pay for their own pollution instead of Americans paying for their pollution. He got us out of the Paris Accord. He renegotiated NATO so that the other countries got to pay their fair share. Jeff, who doesn't see this? Who doesn't know that Trump secured the border better than anybody, reduced unemployment to the lowest numbers ever? I mean, energy independence. I could go on, but what kind of numbnut would think that such a man, an outsider who came in and spotlighted the cockroaches in the deep state, was anything but great for America? And it's all summarized, Jeff. So Joe Biden, Mr. Mumbles McFreak, Joe Biden and his criminal gangsters in the Democrat Party, they hate the battle cry, make America great again. You know who hates the battle cry, make America great again? The enemies of America. Jeff, who doesn't see this? So I hope he runs. I hope Americans get to the voting booth. I hope we demand that only Americans vote, only people who are alive vote, only people get to vote once each. This is just cuckoo's nest stuff. So Alabama, let's get that middle finger on fire. Let's get out there and get back to God, family, country, Constitution, law and order. And if conservatives vote, if the real conservatives are registered and vote, we win every time, Jeff.
And we'll wrap it up on this, Ted. I know your time's short here, but we're going to play out a selection from your new Detroit Muscle album, Come and Take It. But you got a couple of tour dates, one coming up in Mobile, 8 July, another up in Huntsville on August the 2nd. So you're looking forward to that, looking forward to getting back to Alabama.
Well, Jeff, thanks everybody in Alabama, because there's real music lovers down there, and I love the real music lovers that love my music. I've had such a wonderful, wonderful American dream every time I come to Alabama. Thank you, thank you, thank you from my band and my crew and my family and all the real music lovers out there. And thank you for letting me mouth off, Jeff, because this is the job of every American. Speak up. Get involved. Vote. Spotlight cockroaches. There's a lot of cockroaches out there that need to be stomped, arrested, and tried for treason, and I'd love to see that happen. Hey, any of you guys in the FBI, are you still for law and order? Why aren't you arresting these treasonous people? I could go on, Jeff, but God bless you. Thank you for letting me speak on behalf of good Americans.
And thanks for making time for us. Ted Nugent, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here or we will be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Take it. Come and take it.